We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Veg Embracing viewers, Nong Ha means greetings in Shanghainese, a dialect spoken by about 15 million people in Shanghai, China. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, AST 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 69 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Omfraong on CSF, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Bouer on Medium Network Service, or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on CIET Kumba.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabolica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Tamoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xia'i County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47. Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, India plans to increase her forest area to help halt climate change. In environmental news, a United Kingdom scientist ensures the survival of the world's smallest water lily. In veg news, diners in a Canadian city enjoy more delicious plant-based options. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 4th, is United States Independence Day, which celebrates sovereignty gained in 1776. Home to numerous cultures, traditions, and faiths from around the world, the USA had many outstanding scenic areas. United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites include the Redwood National Park in California, which has some of the Earth's tallest and oldest trees. Another World Heritage Site is the Mammoth Cave National Park in Kentucky, with the Earth's largest network of natural caves and underground passageways. May the welcoming American people have a splendid 4th of July. Please tune in to Supreme Master Television today for Rejoicing in Religious Freedoms and Tolerance on a journey through aesthetic realms in honor of this holiday.
Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Colombia. At the end of May, bouts of torrential rains bore down on southern Colombia, setting off severe floods and landslides that claimed at least 18 lives and injured 87 others. Thousands were displaced as 15,000 homes were damaged across 134 municipalities.
Acabo de salir corriendo por la noche, tipo 12 de la noche, 1 de la mañana.
Nos tocó amanecer toda la noche en los andenes con los niños. Y ya un niño estaba, pero lo más totalmente, ya muy encalambroso, de mucho frío.
Conveying her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai swiftly donated $10,000, asking our nearby association members to please go to help the worst affected regions. This amount could acquire $50,000 in emergency supplies if bought in the United States based on Colombia's cost of living.
After assessing the situation, our association members from Costa Rica and Colombia determined that the Calcutta department was most in need. As soon as the airport reopened in June, the relief team travelled to the department's deluged capital, Florencia, covering their own expenses of $1,340.
Estamos en Florencia, Caquetá, Colombia, donde las inundaciones afectaron a más de 7,000 familias en todo el departamento. Las inundaciones fueron de tal magnitud que muchas familias perdieron sus casas, otros perdieron sus paredes, sus enseres, su comida, todo lo que les pertenecía. Las familias quedaron en necesidad de alimento, colchonetas, kit de cocina, kit de aseo.
Upon arrival, they bought vegan food items for 1,050 families, and after a meeting with the department's governor, Herman Medina, arranged for the distribution of the supplies to the hardest hit communities. The governor was very interested to learn about global warming and its vegan solution, saying that the floods were caused by climate change.
Como gobernador del Caquetá, quiero expresar nuestro agradecimiento a la fundación y a la gran maestra Qinghai por los aportes que nos hizo en la gran tragedia que ocurrió en el departamento de Caquetá.
Señora Qinghai, reciba un cordial saludo y de gratitud y agradecimiento por este gesto y amor que hace con nosotros los de Florencia, Caquetá.
Join in appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's unconditional love and support to the flood victims, as well as for the diligent endeavors of our association's relief team. May the Colombian people be graced with a swift recuperation of their fulfilling daily lives, as humanity's kinder ways help restore our planetary equilibrium.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the second part of this relief report on noteworthy news.
Evacuated as Romanian floods continue. According to General Inspectorate of Emergency Situations spokesman Alin Magaya, torrential rains and flooding that began in the last week of June have now cost the lives of 22 people, with over 7,000 evacuated for their safety. With some 4,000 homes inundated and 200 destroyed, infrastructure throughout the country has also been damaged, including over 12,000 hectares of farmland submerged. The Romanian government has requested general reconstruction aid from the European Union Solidarity Fund, while Prime Minister Emil Boch announced that financial assistance would be provided to flood victims, as he also instructed the provision of food and fresh water.
Our appreciation, Your Excellency, and all emergency personnel for your concerned aid to fellow citizens. It saddens us deeply to know of the lives lost, and we pray for the soon restored regularity of the Romanian people's lives as we strive for greater consideration to alleviate such calamities as these.
Earthquakes strike Indonesia and Vanuatu. In the early hours of Friday, July the 2nd, a tremor measuring 5.7 on the Richter scale occurred in the Banda Sea, 212 kilometers southeast of Indonesia's Ambon Island. That afternoon, the Pacific nation of Vanuatu was rattled by a strong 6.4 magnitude earthquake that struck 225 kilometers northwest of Luganville. Fortunately, neither of the events resulted in major damage or injuries, and no tsunami warnings were issued. Thank heavens for the safety of residents in the quake-shaken regions. With the grace of the Providence, may such disturbances become a thing of the past, as more and more people foster gentler care for our Earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Sweden adopts voluntary military service. A new measure enacted on July the 1st has done away with the conscripted military service ranging from 80 to 450 days that had been a requirement since 1901 for young Swedish men over 18 years of age. Military service in normal peace times will now be voluntary for both men and women. Explaining the move, Defense Minister Sten Togfors highlighted reduced security concerns and a prevailing atmosphere of greater tranquility in recent decades. Our respectful accolades, Your Excellency, and Sweden for these wise and peace-promoting policies. May the Swedish people continue to flourish as a beacon of exemplary harmony, inspiring many more toward the same.
Irish politicians ban stag hunting with hounds. On Tuesday, June 29th, the Republic of Ireland's Parliament voted to ban the cruel practice of the ward union hunt that previously was exercised twice weekly at certain times of the year. For this event, a red deer that had been kept in captivity and whose antlers were also sawed off would be released and then pursued for miles by a pack of hounds and a hunter on horseback. Although not killed, the terrified deer could die of injuries or heart failure, and even if he survived, would be kept to be hunted again. The ban thus eliminates the ward union hunt altogether, as well as any need for the keeping of captive deer. A standing ovation, Irish parliamentarians, for your vote of compassion. May this measure inspire many more, in Ireland and across the world, that provide our animal co-inhabitants with the love, respect, and freedom they so deserve.
Media Report, a more in-depth look at Mongolia's veg trend. The media portal eurasianet.org, which analyzes developments in Central Asia and the Caucasus, recently featured an entry titled Vegging Out in Mongolia by Turkey-based correspondent Yigal Shalifer. His article was a response to one contributed earlier the same month by EurasiaNet colleague Andrew Cullen called Vegetarians Rebel Against Mongolia Meat Culture, about the surprising new popularity of plant-based dining in a country more known for its herding culture. Mr. Schleifer wrote,
Andrew Cullen's great EurasiaNet piece from June 3rd about the budding vegetarian scene in Mongolia stayed with me for quite some time after reading it. I decided to write Andrew, asking him to give the story behind the story about how he came to explore this unlikely veggie scene.
Mr. Cullen's response indicated that the veg restaurants he had visited throughout Mongolia were largely unified in a distinct philosophy towards life. He wrote,
What really drew me to the trend as a story, besides the surprise factor of people from a country that is inextricably linked to livestock and meat eating, turning towards vegetarianism, was the spiritual undertones that linked the whole veggie scene here. I have a problem with llamas eating meat, Altan Zaya, the co-owner of what is perhaps Mongolia's most popular vegetarian restaurant, Luna Blanca, told me. How can you pray for all sentient beings and still want to eat meat, she asked.
Mr. Cullen further highlighted his experience at one vegan restaurant chain, Loving Hut, the fast-growing international enterprise encouraged and supported by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
I would guess that at least half the restaurants are owned by the Supreme Master's followers. Somehow, the Supreme Master has inspired a level of devotion that few other religious strains can claim in Mongolia, and it is probably the most powerful force driving the spread of vegetarianism in the country.
He concluded with his observation of the other reasons that have convinced many Mongolians to choose meat-free fare.
Mongolia's vegetarians tend to be incredibly serious about their lifestyle. They believe very strongly that vegetarianism has a powerful positive impact on their health. Many also feel that being vegetarian is key to stopping climate change and essentially saving the world. Ultimately, people being concerned about their health and the environment and making conscious decisions to benefit their bodies and their world is not going to be a bad thing for Mongolia.
We appreciate correspondents Yigal Schleifer, Andrew Cullen and Eurasia Net for sharing with readers your thoughtful insights about this beneficial new trend in Mongolia. May similar tidings be heard from all corners of the globe as more and more people switch to the kind and revitalizing veg fare.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Massentierhaltung zum Beispiel ist ein großes Problem. Der Fleischkonsum in gerade auch den reichen Ländern des Nordens ist für das Klima nicht gut.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, to save the planet.
Woman donates kidney to give coworker a better chance in life. The recipient of this kind-hearted gesture was Avery Harris, a young man from Florida, USA, with lupus, an autoimmune disorder that caused his kidneys to shut down, requiring him to undergo 4 hours of dialysis several times a week.
When he began looking into a living donor program with friends and family, he did not expect that Ms. Katrina Humphreys, his co-worker at a local grocery store, would turn out to be a perfect match. Katrina said, "When I got the facts, the risk was actually very low to me, and I thought if I could improve somebody's life, that's just who I am." The two underwent surgery at Tampa General Hospital and are reported to be recovering well.
"We are touched by your kind and giving gesture, Ms. Katrina Humphreys. May heaven bless both you and Mr. Avery Harris with long lives full of happiness and vibrant health."
For her selfless act of benevolence, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Ms. Humphreys with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with a $2,000 contribution to help with her recovery.
Save our planet. Eminent scientist places humankind on brink of mass extinction. During a rare interview, venerated Professor Emeritus Dr. Frank Venner of Australian National University, known for his key role in the global elimination of smallpox, stated that population growth and climate change are pushing many animal species, including humankind, to a likely vanishing point within 100 years. Dr. Venner joins other scientists who have described the Earth as ushering in the Anthropocene time period, a term that refers to an era of human-driven climate change.
saying that humans since the Industrial Age have had more of an effect than any previous ice age or even comet impact, Dr. Fenner stated that global warming would be the primary cause for humanity's demise. He added that while mitigation efforts could slow the course to some degree, its likelihood of being halted has been countered by people's unrestrained consumption habits, along with delays in meaningful action thus far.
Dr. Fenner's grave view is shared by other acclaimed scientists, including Britain's Dr. James Lovelock, who fears that it is too late for human survival. However, others, including Australian expert human ecologist Dr. Stephen Boyden, are still cautiously optimistic. As stated by Dr. Boyden, some of us still harbour the hope that there will come about an awareness of the situation and as a result the revolutionary changes necessary to achieve ecological sustainability.
Our thanks for your candid views, Drs. Fenner, Lovelock, and Boyden. We sincerely pray for the quick awakening and sustainable actions that are necessary to preserve lives on our planet.
Deeply concerned for humanity, Supreme Master Qinghai has often spoken of the actions needed to remedy the perilous state of our globe, as during the December 2008 video conference in California, USA.
The cost of not doing anything is immense. I do not want to elaborate on this. I do not want to imagine it. I want to plead with all the planet people. Please stop killing animals. Please have compassion. Please turn to vegetarian diet. Please be vegan. That is to save yourselves and your children. Please do it. We don't have much time. If the planet goes, we will all go. So organic vegan diet is the answer.
Save our planet. Singapore's Transport Minister Raymond Lim addresses the opening of the World Urban Transport Leaders Summit 2010, highlighting national plans for increased use of public transportation to reduce congestion and keep Singapore attractive and green.
Save our planet. Perth, Australia, reports the month of June as the second driest on record, along with some of the coldest temperatures as well, with thermometers dipping as low as -2 degrees Celsius at night.
Save Our Planet. A report published in the British Royal Society's Biology Letters confirms that due to illegal whaling and other human activities, the eastern North Pacific right whale population has dropped to just 30 remaining marine mammals.
Warning news. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends avoiding Gulf Coast regions affected by the oil spill due to the presence of the toxic substance, as well as related activities such as oil burning that are releasing harmful airborne contaminants like methane, benzene, and lethal hydrogen sulfide gas, among others.
Hello, it's me, Kuru the Kakapo. I'm following the earth-saving vegan diet. I would like to share a fashion tip. The versatile scarf can adorn your coat or blouse. It can also be used as a headband, belt, or attached to your handbag around the handle. What a valuable, low-cost article to enhance your wardrobe. Many thanks for being veg, going green to save the planet. Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around our globe.
In good governance news, India plans to increase forest cover to help halt climate change. As part of the Green India Mission, the government proposes a $9.4 billion project to double the area of forested land in the nation to 20 million hectares by 2020. Safeguarding and enhancing dense forests and ecological renovation efforts will also be included. The new and restored forests are expected to absorb 43 million metric tons of greenhouse gases annually, which would be a reduction in emissions of 6.35%. Our respectful thankfulness, India, for your commitment to protecting the planet and your citizens through these green endeavors. May more and more nations adopt earth-loving practices for a healthier and more verdant world.
In environmental news, a United Kingdom scientist ensures the survival of the world's smallest water lily. Extinct in the wild, seeds of the thermal lily were safely kept in storage. Mr. Carlos Magdalena, senior botanical tropical horticulturalist at the Royal Botanic Gardens, used the seeds to grow the tiny plants at the gardens, which are located in Kew, just outside of London. He searched for months to find the ideal condition before succeeding. Mr. Magdalena now plans to repopulate the plant in its native home in the hot springs of Rwanda. The tiny plant has pads about 1 centimeter wide. Its satin white flowers have a canary yellow center. Our sincere appreciation, Mr. Carlos Magdalena, and all Royal Botanic Garden assistants involved for saving this precious species. May the beautiful thermal lily beautify its natural habitat for eons to come. Up next on Noteworthy News, restaurants increase vegan options in a city on Vancouver Island in Canada. There is a dog at the door. We'll be back. Stay tuned for more Merry News here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, shining news for a radiant world. In veg news, plant-based dine-outs continue to be enjoyed by both patrons and restaurants in a Canadian city. Earth Save International is a nonprofit organization which advocates the adoption of an animal-free diet to ensure the health of ourselves and our planet. The group's branch in Comox Valley of Vancouver Island, British Columbia, has been having a monthly gathering at various local eateries for more than 6 years. On these occasions, new and exciting dishes have been created by chefs. In addition, an increasing number of restaurants are providing more vegan options to serve the growing population of community members that have transitioned to the compassionate diet. Our best wishes, Earth Save International and participating eateries, for continuing your fabulous culinary experiences. May the low emissions vegan diet be embraced by all for a vibrant future for ourselves and our ecosphere.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more information, please visit
www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Let's enjoy an original joke from Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Flying Carpet. This joke is told in Catalan, a language spoken in Andorra and parts of Spain and France.
Tinc una catifa voladora. No m'ho crec. Sí, literalment vola. I per què no estàs muntat en ella? Bé, el vent se l'acaba d'emportar volant.
And now for our viewer's heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, I greet you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I have been watching Supreme Master TV programs, and I sincerely thank you for the work you are doing in order to improve the standard of living of the people on earth. Wishing you an abundance of health. Yours sincerely, Mulenga from Zambia, Central Africa.
Greetings, Mulenga. It's great to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Elevated Mulenga, thank you for your kind note. I'm only doing my humble part as a concerned citizen of this planet. If everyone generates loving, peaceful energy through the vegan, compassionate diet and lifestyle, we can have Eden on Earth for all to enjoy. May heaven bless you and all the spiritual people of magnificent Africa. With all my love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
Now we say, Sam Di Lo Yu, which means God bless in Shanghainese. May the celestial spheres grace your life with harmony and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Belgium assumes the six-month rotating presidency of the European Union, promising to pursue the goal of strengthening the economy as well as continue the qualification process for countries such as Turkey, Iceland and Croatia in becoming the organization's newest members.
The U.S. House of Representatives Agricultural Committee passes a bill that would allow travel by the country's citizens to Cuba, as well as ease limitations on U.S. agricultural exports to the island nation.
Russian experts travel to Japan to study and discuss new technologies as part of Russian President Dmitry Medvedev's pledge to modernize the nation and revive her economy through the promotion of new high-tech industries.
Oscar-nominated Hollywood actor Jeremy Renner tours demining projects in Afghanistan, highlighting the need to support efforts such as those of the United Nations working to restore safe passage across the land.
Visiting India for a series of meetings and discussions, Pakistan's Interior Minister Rehman Malik also presents a diplomatic gift of fresh mangoes to the hosting country's officials, representatives, and journalists.
Governor Bill Richardson of the U.S. state of New Mexico announces a $1 million U.S. dollar allocation for early childhood programs, including services to assist homeless children and their families.
Accepting credentials for Jamaica's newly designated and first female ambassador to the United States, Ms. Audrey Marks, U.S. President Barack Obama conveys his country's respect and continued support for the Caribbean nation.
The United Kingdom initiates a task force with the United Arab Emirates to enhance bilateral relations in areas that include education, culture, and trade.
Having completed test flights and secured federal certification, U.S.-based company Terrafugia is set to manufacture 20 of its flying car vehicles for delivery to customers in 2011.
China launches CNC World, a global English language channel including news, feature stories, and weather, with initial broadcast in Hong Kong and expansion to Europe, North America, and Africa expected by the end of 2010.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.